FDIC Consumer News, Spring 2014. Refinancing loans, not just for mortgages. Most people know they can refinance a mortgage, that is, replace an existing loan with a new one that may offer better terms. But did you know you can also refinance personal loans, including auto loans, credit cards, and student loans? Refinancing a personal loan may save you money, especially if you get a lower interest rate, a lower monthly payment, or other benefits. However, refinancing does not always equate to saving money or better terms. Here are two ways to see if refinancing makes sense for you. First, think about your goals. For example, if you want to simplify your life by consolidating multiple credit card accounts, most card lenders allow you to transfer balances from other accounts for a fee. Once you determine what you want to accomplish, you can make a better decision about whether refinancing is right for you. Second, understand potential pitfalls. While you may be able to take advantage of promotional offers, such as introductory 0% interest or low annual percentage rates or APRs, by transferring a balance and closing a credit card account, you may also have a higher APR than what you were originally paying when the promotional rate ends. Closing a credit card account also reduces your available credit and may adversely affect your credit score, which lenders often use to determine your interest rate. To avoid a reduction in your credit score, consider keeping cards you have managed well for a long time. A balance transfer also may result in your account having multiple interest rates, such as one for your purchase balance and one for your transfer balance, so know how your payments will be classified. For instance, if you only pay the minimum required each month, a creditor can generally apply that payment any way it chooses. This includes applying your minimum payment to lower rate balances first, which means higher rate balances will keep accruing higher interest costs. Depending on the circumstances, a large balance transfer may also trigger fees for going over your credit limit until you can bring the balance down. Other examples include the following. You may be assessed a prepayment penalty if you refinance a loan before it matures. If you trade in a car loan for a new one with a longer repayment period, perhaps for 5 or more years, you may get lower monthly payments, but you might not save money in the long run. You'll likely end up paying more in total interest. Plus, your car's resale value may fall below what you owe on the loan. Then, when you want to sell or trade in your car, you may have to put in additional money to pay off the loan. While multiple federal student loans may be consolidated, that is, combined into one loan with a single monthly payment, individual federal loans generally can only be refinanced, which means paid off and replaced with a new loan through a private lender, and that could result in the loss of important federal benefits. Understand the benefits you may be giving up, such as loan forgiveness for entering public service and income-based repayment options, before refinancing a federal student loan. Finally, if your credit score is low, consider waiting to refinance until you can raise it. You can protect yourself by ordering a free copy of your credit report from each of the 3 major credit bureaus by visiting www.annualcreditreport.com or calling toll-free 1-877-322-8228 and correcting inaccurate information. Also remember that for purposes of improving your credit score, the most important things are to be financially responsible and to correct any errors in your credit reports. For more tips on improving your credit report and score, see the FDIC Consumer News article titled Your Credit Reports and Credit Scores, Simple Steps to Make Them Better, which can be found in the Fall 2011 issue.